here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church, and so we'd like to see those who are here and or remotely. First of all, today is Super Bowl Sunday.
Yay!
My favorite part is the soup. Yes. So I've noticed people have brought in soup and other items, and, well, according to that, it looks like people are rooting for Kansas City.
Yay!
Why is that? I don't know. Well, if you look, it's sort of overflowing for Kansas City.
Oh, I see.
And last year, we did correctly root for the right team, the winning team. So we'll see what happens. So I'm sure that we'll... But if you forgot to bring in your items, you can keep bringing them in. Just remember that the food pantry is always in need of items. So this is just a fun way of supporting our local food pantry. So thank you for everyone who has brought in items. And for those of you who forgot, thank you in advance for bringing them in. Today at 2 o'clock, we have our council meeting. Monday, our food pantry volunteers. It shows Michelle and Nels Lofgren and Jan Nelson. Michelle, are you going to need a substitute, or can you do that?
I think I can do it.
Okay, perfect. Also, Monday, over at the Senior Center from 3 to 4 is the Alzheimer's Memory Cafe. That's something we started up last month with the Alzheimer's Association. It is meant for those people who have memory loss issues and their care providers to just come and have an hour together doing something fun. So we're going to be talking about StoryCorps tomorrow and ways you can preserve your family stories. So that's from 3 to 4 o'clock tomorrow over at the Senior Center. Tuesday at 10 o'clock, we have Bible study. I think for this Wednesday, what we're going to do is look at a couple of episodes of season 2 of The Chosen. And then the following week, start on season 3 of The Chosen, which will be our discussion theme for our Lenten soup suppers. On Wednesday, it is Ash Wednesday. We will have services here at noon and at 5, and the door is going to be open in between for people to come in and pray, or if you want ashes, or if you want to talk with me or have me pray with you, that's the time to come in and do it. So that's this Wednesday. Thursday from 1 to 2, we have bell choir practice. And then next Sunday at 4 o'clock, we have our spaghetti dinner. This is a Thrive in Action team fundraiser to, as it has on the sheet of paper, update some failing mechanical equipment at the church. Notably, our thermostats, and then to start a fund to replace our water heater. So this will be next Sunday at 4 o'clock, spaghetti dinner and silent auction. And the highlight of the event is our guest speaker, Jean Baum, sharing with us her experiences with the Women's Antelope Hunt. She is calling it Hunting to Heal. So I think it's going to be a wonderful event. I hope that you will be able to come and join us for it, listen to Jean, and just have a good time of fellowship. Michelle, I believe you have something that you wanted to share with us. Sure.
So, I'm trying to get through this. Well, I just want to say, God's been speaking to me because he tells us to see and hear and speak, and I've lost my hearing. I feel like I'm losing my eyesight because Lois and Carl and very long. And then speaking, as you know, my words aren't coming. So I just think he's given me a reminder the hard way. But I just want to say thank you. We all give Bible a little help to my poor friends, and you guys, as you know, have been so supportive. Thank you. I just appreciate all your support and prayers, and I feel I really do. And I just want to say about this little church that we may be small, but we're awful mighty, because I can feel the prayers, and so thankful for everybody here. And the bells this morning, thank you. It's beautiful. So thank you, everybody.
And we can't get by without our greatest friend of all, Jesus. And I know you weren't here for the healing service, right, last week, So why don't we pause right now? And you have surgery coming up on the 20th. And so let's just pause right now and pray for Michelle. And today we have with us once again Cassandra and the Bell Choir. Today they will bless us with a beautiful hymn, "You Are My All in All." Thank you so much. I was just thinking of the words of that song, Jesus, Lamb of God, holy is your name. And that Jesus is our all in all. Jesus is the one in whom we place our trust. So thank you for that reminder. Please stand as you're able for the confession of forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, number 314, Arise, Your Light Has Come. Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
pray. Mighty God, resplendent light of your truth shines from the mountaintop into our hearts. Transfigure us by your beloved Son and illumine the world with your image through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. First reading is from the 2 Kings 2, verse 1 through 12. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Did you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water, and the water was parted to one side and to the other, until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please, let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel..." Excuse me. Something is wrong here. Huh. We have something different today. "The chariots of Israel and his horsemen. But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces." The word of the Lord. Let us read responsibly Psalm 50, 1 through 6. "The mighty one, God the Lord, has spoken, calling the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Our God will come and will not keep silence, with a consuming flame before and around a raging storm.
God calls the heavens and the earth from above to witness his judgment of the people.
Gather before me, my loyal followers, those who have made a covenant with me and sealed it with sacrifice. Second reading is from 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 6. "Even if our gospel is veiled, and it is veiled to those who are perishing, In their case, the god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them not to tell anyone about what they'd seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Our Gospel today begins with 6 days later. 6 days later than what? Well, let's go back in time those 6 days. 6 days before, Jesus had asked his disciples, "So who do people say that I am?" And they said, "Well, some people say that you're Elijah, some say that you're another prophet." And then Jesus said, "So who do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "Well, you are the Messiah." But the next thing that happens is that Jesus tells them that he's going to die. He tells them that he is going to suffer, die, and be raised on the third day. And Peter, this very one who has declared him to be the Messiah, takes him aside and reprimands him. "Oh, no, Lord, this is never going to happen. This is not going to happen to you." And Jesus' response is, "Get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me." And so Jesus has a number of people following him. As we've heard, the crowds just keep gathering and gathering and gathering. So you have this massive number of people who are following Jesus. You have about 70 who are true disciples. From that, you have the 12 apostles. And then you have this core group that gets called aside periodically. And they are Peter, James, and John. I always wonder about Peter's brother Andrew, also one of the first called, and he seems to get left out. But Peter, James, and John, and they're led up to a high mountain. And there they see an astonishing sight. They see Jesus radiant before them. One of the things that I've read over and over in commentaries is that one of the challenges that we have is not to try to explain the transfiguration, but instead to stand or sit or kneel in wonder at what is occurring. What Jesus is doing is showing these three a glimpse of what is going to happen, a glimpse of the glory of God. Many of them, this great crowd, have come to believe that he is indeed the Messiah, but they don't really know what that means. They're expecting a different sort of Messiah, one who is going to raise an army and free them from the worldly oppression. And they don't realize that this Messiah is going to suffer and die for them, for all of us. So to these three, Jesus appears in glory. There's so many Old Testament images that are wrapped up here, taking them on a high mountain. High mountains are where people encounter God. It was on a high mountain that Isaac was almost sacrificed, but instead God sent a ram whose horns were caught in a thicket. This is a prefiguring of Jesus. On a high mountain, Moses received the Ten Commandments. All sorts of things related to God happen on high mountains. And the words that they hear, these words that they hear come from a cloud again reminding them of the presence of God, such as a cloud that appeared, that enabled the Israelites to move across the desert during those 40 years. We hear of clouds. We think of God. And when we hear that the cloud overshadowed them, where have we heard that one before? The overshadowing. We last heard it when we talked about Mary being overshadowed. It is the power of God. And the words that they hear in that cloud, "This is my son, the beloved." Where have we heard those words? We've heard similar words at Jesus' baptism. "You are my son." And then we have the charge, "Listen to him." And I think we need to hear those words, "Listen to him." Because I think many of us want to do the same thing that Peter wanted to do. We want to speak and we want to act when what we need to do is listen. We're told Peter doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't realize the magnitude of what he's saying when he talks about building three dwellings or building three tabernacles, depending on how you translate it, when there's no need. The tabernacle is already there. The tabernacle is Jesus. He wants to do something when what he needs to do is listen. Because he's going to need this image to get him through those difficult days that lie ahead. Because they can't stay on the mountain, and they don't stay on the mountain. Almost as soon as he says, "Let us build these three dwelling places," the cloud comes down, the voice is heard, and then they look around and no one is there but Jesus, who charges them not to say anything about what they've seen until after what he has stated will happen happens. That he will die and be resurrected. This image of Jesus in his glory is an image that they can hold on to. And yet we watch Peter, that man of faith, slip, even with this vision in his mind. But we hear him later on as he's writing a letter to the churches, and he describes what he has seen, because now he understands and believes. After the resurrection, he understands and believes and wants the entire world to understand and believe with him. Today is the last day that we hear Alleluia for a while, because we enter the season of Lent beginning on Wednesday, that time of preparation for the great feast of Easter. During the season of Epiphany, we've heard stories that tell us who Jesus is, stories that reveal who he is. We've heard the stories of him healing someone with an unclean spirit by speaking to the spirit, healing Peter's mother-in-law by touching her and lifting her up. And during the time of Lent, we will hear additional stories of who he is and why he came and why it matters to us today. We need to do what that voice in the cloud from God told us to do, to listen to him, to acknowledge that Jesus is indeed the Son of God, the Messiah, our Savior, and he speaks, and we need to listen. He speaks in his word, and we need to read it. We need to listen to it. And when we aren't sure what to say or what to do, we need to pause in silence and listen to his voice speak. Lent can be a difficult time as we acknowledge what is going to face Jesus. That what he has foretold about his suffering and death will come to pass. But we also have to hold in our minds that his suffering and his death weren't the end of the story. That his resurrection will come on that great day that we call Easter. That in him we place our hope. As that beautiful hymn by the bell choir spoke to us, saying, he is our all in all. In the darkness of this world, where do we find our light? We find our light in the hope and the promise of God. During the days ahead, in our own lives, and as we walk through the season of Lent, we need to listen to Jesus and to focus on the light that shines in the darkness. Jesus is that light for all the world. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, Shine, Jesus, Shine, number 671.
Jesus, shine. 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 J
faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all of creation.
We pray for the church, that the transformational power of God enters the hearts of all people. May its leaders serve as examples of your grace and healing across time and space. God of grace,
receive our prayer. We pray for the creation, that we will humbly observe the swirl of wind and the heat of the bright sun. Teach us to honor all you have made and to care for the animals, plants, air, and bodies of water of this planet. God of grace, receive our prayer.
We pray for those charged with leadership, lawmaking, and governance of our towns, states, and countries, that they will strive for goodness and justice all the days of their lives and calling. God of grace,
receive our prayer. We pray for any who are sick and suffering, especially those on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Guide us to offer hospitality, shelter, friendship, and care to any in need. God of grace, receive our prayer.
We pray for this congregation and its ministry in the wider community. May we share the transforming beauty and the love of God in ways that honor the dignity of all whom we encounter. God of grace,
receive our prayer. Trusting that all the saints, prophets, and those who die in faith are held in your care, we remember in thanksgiving those who have died. Grant us your gift of salvation as we await your coming again in glory. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Knowing the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we offer these prayers and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of that peace. We thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
bring hope and healing to those who receive them. We ask this in your blessed and holy name. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who, sharing our life, lived among us to reveal your glory and love, that our darkness should give way to your own brilliant light. And so with all the choirs and angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Table of the Lord, where all are welcome.
role to tell the wonders of God's love, receive His blessing. The God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in the believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all grace, bless you now and forever. Amen. Let us join together in hymn number 866 as our sending song. We are marching in the light.
Thank you.